Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're talking about the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred. Yes, Fred is waving his finger at the camera.
I'm blessing this production.
That's good. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of Hunter, so many other great TV shows, movies, everything else, and our producer, Corey Marino, and J.D. Jeremy Dayton, us all here in the studio. We've been off for a couple of weeks, some best of, so Fred, it's about time we really dig in and get into it. How has your couple of weeks been going? Did you take some time off?
Oh, I had to take a couple of days off, yeah. You're kind of block them together.
Yeah.
It's the old school teacher trick, you know, where you'd say, gee, I don't feel very well, and you happen to not feel well, right up next to the big block of time you're off.
That's exactly true. Corey, it's same for you as the producer. You deal with this on a regular basis, right?
Yeah. And I get to, so it was cool with me. I got to be on the show.
I noticed you kind of take the open. You sit in the opening seat here.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I don't know why I wasn't notified Fred was off. All right, we come to you in so many different ways here. Of course, we're at crntalk.com. You can check us out anytime. Fred Dreyer Show is our website.
That's right.
A lot of good things there. You can email Fred Dreyer at the Fred Dreyer Show, and you can get a hold of him at freddreyer@crntalk.net or .com. And then we're also heard on our flagship 790 KBC Saturday, 6 o'clock p.m. on Sports Byline Radio all across the country. And then we got the streaming going on here now. We do the video, which is live on Facebook Live, but then of course it's on a YouTube channel. Am I right, Corey?
It's on YouTube and then on Roku as well.
Yeah, so a lot of good places to see the show. We'll be back with you next week.
I think I've got next week off. I think.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah, I think I do.
All right, stick around. Well, no, we got some good fresh stuff to talk about. One of the big things I want to talk to you about, Fred, is your tush.
Okay.
Because there's a big controversy going on in the NFL about the tush push. And I thought maybe after the show we could do some experimentation.
Well, you know, I parked my car on the other side of the building, so we've got a lot of space over there to practice.
Yeah, that's good. Corey, in with us?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, that's good.
This is coming together nicely, isn't it?
Good show right from the get-go. Stay with us here. It's the one and only
Sports
Fred.
Information.
The Fred Dreyer Show.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly understands your health needs? At Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy, we specialize in custom compounded medications for patients of all ages, including pets. From pain management and sports medicine to natural hormone replacement and dermatology, our expert pharmacists create tailored solutions with precision and care. Trusted by major professional sports leagues and the U.S. Olympic Committee, we deliver top-tier medications you can count on. We are your source for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other treatments for COVID and parasite cleanses. Serving patients and physicians across California, we offer mail order service for your convenience. Visit us at 1901 West Cliff Drive, Suite 3 in Newport Beach, or call 949-272-0775, or go to westcliffcompounding.com. West Cliff Compounding Pharmacy, custom care, trusted solutions. Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. Welcome back here to the one and only Fred Dreyer Radio Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Follow Fred on X. It's Fred_Dreyer on Instagram. It's at Fred_Dreyer.
Yeah, and you can follow me as close as you want, because I'm not touchy about that. Until my day off, of course.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email them. We'll get some emails in this week. Finally, thank you, listeners. You go to Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, there's your Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, CRNTalk.com. All right, let's start off with something kind of calm and mundane until we get into baseball here in a little bit. But let's talk about this proposal to ban the tush push. Apparently, big NFL meeting, is that right, Corey, that's been going on here in this week?
Yeah, so they talked about in the spring meetings and then kind of shelved it for a little bit just to talk with everybody. And they thought they were going to have the votes, but they couldn't get it passed.
So here's the deal, Fred. It's a proposal to ban the tush push, right?
Yeah.
Because the Eagles do it so well. We watched that in the Super Bowl. And it didn't get enough votes, apparently, as you just mentioned, Corey. And Jason Kelce, when he come out of retirement or something, and he went and spoke to the owners in the lobby along with the owner of the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, and he talked about keeping the play in. And so apparently the vote was 22-10, but they needed 24 votes. What's that all about?
Yeah, so they needed 22 votes, and Jason Kelce went in 24 votes. They only got 22.
Yeah.
And
so 22 were in favor of banning it.
We're in favor.
10 were not.
Yeah, and they needed two more.
What the hell? They voted it's 22-10. When Fred, I've been done elections before. If you get the most votes, you win, don't you? Fred?
You have to have a recall. There's going to be some sort of a combination of people saying, yeah, I like it, and no, I don't like it. And it's a clubhouse. Remember, the owners own everything. So they're just rattling people's cages on this deal.
So our analytics genius, Corey Marino, so it's 22-10. Don't pass because it had to be 24.
It had to be 24 just because it's like it had to be over like a three-quarter votes or something like that. But I thought it was funny. 22-10 is the score that the Eagles beat the Packers in the playoffs, and the Packers are the one who put up the tush-push ban.
Yeah.
So it was the same score as what they lost them to.
Analytics, Fred.
Right there. There's the stats. And I found out that 11 of the 22 teams that voted against it are playing them this year. are playing the Eagles against the Eagles this year.
Fred.
Well, there you go. But look, here's what hasn't been talked about. And when they talked about this, about trying to get some sort of legislation against it, because most people, for some reason, don't know why, but they would rather it not come up during a game, you know.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So the issue is, what I want to know is, when they put the instant replay on, say, here's they're going to do the tush-push, and the camera comes in, and, you know, there's a lot of humanity down there in a very small space.
A lot of humanity.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's the asses and the non-asses. There's the heads and then the asses. So what you have to understand is, who's calling for the proper measurement before and after the play? And how can you adjudicate what happened at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
You can't say, wait a minute, you're offsides. No, you're not. You line up offsides. You line up helmet to helmet. The ball snapped, and all these guys just push themselves. Now they unpile everybody. Who says where to place the ball, or if anybody got it?
Yeah.
It should be pretty apparent that somebody would say, you know, I think it's a first down, or
I don't know how they measure.
How do they measure it?
If I'm the center, I just push it ahead with my foot or something right before they say hike and see if I could, because it's going to be piled on by everybody.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get it over, you kind of inch it out under your stomach and move it forward so it gets out there and scores. I say ban the damn thing. Anyway, Indianapolis Colts and the Arizona Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon there, and the Colts there, Shane Stelchin, says that they were both coached by former Eagles coordinators, and they voted in favor of the ban. And apparently Stelchin has previously expressed his support to the tush-push play last month, changed his mind.
Yeah, so those were the two that had won the championship and got the jobs after the Eagles won their championship, or lost their championship, actually. And so it was really weird how they wanted to ban it, even though it helped them with success.
Is there any word on a news outfit, radio or TV outlet, questioning the vote? Is there anybody?
I agree.
Is there anybody there that's going to say, hey, just a second, you know, this is a big deal. You're making it a big deal. So let's just do this. Let's have all the people that voted for it and against it come out in front of the building and come out in front of the practice facility and tell us why. Nobody.
Corey, anything like that happening?
No, that's because they always want to stay behind their anonymous.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Fred, bad news for the we're a non-political show, but I just have to say this for the Republican Party, because if the Democrats find out about this, that you got to win by 2/3, Joe Biden would be our president again. You never could tell. I mean, they may have a recount, and so the NFL could be putting together some interesting stuff here. All right, that's a tush push.
Yeah, tush push.
That's it. May it rest in peace, I believe.
Now, the NFL is also introducing the Protector of the Year Award. Do we have enough awards?
Got to have all the awards.
You like them, don't you?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't like award shows. So here's the deal. I need your opinion on this one, Fred Dreyer. The NFL is introducing the Protector of the Year Award. It's going to be given to the league's best offensive lineman. It was announced by the league's meeting on Wednesday that we talked about here. The winner will be decided by a panel that includes a number of former offensive line greats. So, NFL Executive VP of Football Operations.
Give me the push-tush.
Troy Vincent gave credit to the Buffalo Bills left tackle Deion Dawkins and retired offensive tackle Andrew Whitworth for pushing the creation of this award. They say, and here's what they said, the award means everything to the big guys up front. The Protector of the Year isn't just about stats. It's about the mindset, the grit, and the money. And leadership it takes to be the foundation of a football team. Whitworth posted that on X. What about this, Fred? Do you think the linemen finally are getting the recognition they deserve?
No. They've been getting the only recognition you need is during the game. They got the whole game film up there for anybody who wants to look at it. And then and when you the game's over, you get to go outside. Your wife's there, your girlfriend's there. They gives you a kiss and says, "Let's go home, dear." There's your reward. And plus, when you go to the bank, you can put that $35 million check in there.
Oh wow! So I have a question, just follow up question, if I could. Were you ever kissed by your girlfriend or your wife or whatever for making an outstanding play?
That and more.
Okay, interesting. Thank you. You're proud of yourself on that one, aren't you?
Hey, look.
That's all you need, everybody, when you get down to it. Am I right, Corey?
I agree.
Yes, Fred.
Well, no, I'm saying it's very clear. It's very simple who does what and who doesn't do what. Why do you have to have an extra trophy for it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's like you said, Fred. It's going to be money. There's going to be extra incentives in contracts, and then
he'll be able to talk about it when they cut him.
Let me tell you, Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. Vince is eating his heart out. He's in Italy on a vacation, and he missed all the biggest football stories of the year. And we're covering, Fred, you're stealing their thunder right here on their show. Here's another story for you, Fred. I need your comments here. It's an honor for any athlete to represent their country in the Olympics. And when we come back, I'd like to take a look at the possibilities of flag football.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes, it's the top story. Then we'll get into baseball with you to unload whatever you got.
Oh. If they have tryouts, are you going to try out, Fred? DN for the U.S. flag football. 2028.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to be in Hawaii.
Well,
I'm going to meet the group in Hawaii.
I'll probably be ready. I would go out for flag football, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
As long as we play those kids that Vince Ferragamo puts together. Coach Horn.
It's a 7-on-7 drill with flags.
Oh, I think they might be going a little lower.
I think it's
five. It might be 5-on-5.
Okay, then make it 3-on-3.
We'll check
just
the
1-to-1.
Check the record book when we come back. You're in tune with the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge here in Fred Dreyer Central. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino has left. We've tag-teamed it now. It's flag football, and we have in for him our other producer here, J.D. Jeremy Dayton. Good, handsome-looking guy, as is Corey Marino. And, of course, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Salute. So, you know, Fred, I don't know if you know this. We're going to get back to flag football in just a second. But J.D. here, Jeremy Dayton, and we like to call him J.D., one of the genius video audio people, has radio shows that he does himself, Truth the Radio, and so much coming your way, is getting married soon. And he looks, he's radiating, and he said, ladies, he's being taken off the market right in front of your very eyes. So coming up this
ambush.
Month, coming up in June, right?
July, a Friday wedding. Yeah.
July. And I, of course, gave him, I thought, one of the greatest gifts. I gave it to him early because he wanted to go to the Strawberry Festival in Ventura.
Yeah, that's a nice gift. And he's like, yeah, I might be using them, even though I left them in the office and I'm not going back to the office.
He and the lovely Kate.
That was a great time. That was a great time, too.
Did you like it?
Girls loved it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back into this football thing here. We got flag football here, and they say, first off, Roger Goodell, you chatted with him many times, Fred. I've seen you at events, kind of striking up a little conversation with Roger. And Roger said, quoting now, I know firsthand that the inclusion of flag football in the Olympics has sparked a tremendous amount of excitement among NFL players and interested in the chance to compete for their country on the world stage. We are thrilled that they will now have that chance. And so they ratified this thing. At least 24 out of 32 NFL owners are going to vote in favor to allow the players to participate in flag football. And it's going to consist of 6 men's teams, 6 women's teams, composed of 10 players per team, with the game itself a 5-on-5 format. What do you think, Fred?
About
flag football in the Olympics. Would you have, if you had the opportunity?
Look, yes. It's Roger Goodell's job,
yes,
to promote the sport. That's his job, to promote it, to defend it, to protect it, to bring to the viewing public, ticket buying public, innovation, and to invite people to help spread the word that professional football is one thing, with pads and all the uniforms and everything. That's in the process of being promoted, but they want to make it so that it there's more to it than just watching. And I think this does it. It does. And I don't particularly care for it. I mean, you know, if I was a player today,
I'd probably watch it.
Well, I'll probably watch it, but I'm not going to root for it. Like what it becomes is a gambling tool, you know.
Well, and the bigger thing is he wants it to be a globalized sport. But what are you going to do with these quarterbacks that are getting $300 million, contracts, and then they want to go play flag football and risk getting hurt, so they're not available for the season? That's where the big conundrum.
It's a big deal.
See, that's interesting, because I immediately blurted out when I was over at a friend of mine's house about this, and I said, "How's anyone going to get hurt? It's no contact.
Well, no, it's flag football.
It's flag football.
Artificial turf. What kind of turf?
Well, again, that's another point. You know, I would suggest that the players, the people putting it on and presenting it, would have the game be played on natural turf, like in the Rose Bowl. Remember that, Mike? We went out there and looked at the Rose Bowl. It's like a carpet.
You took off like a crazy man. It ran all the way down.
You can't not run if you know anything.
You see that grass and you started running. I, of course, walked down there, but it was it was very good. So, yeah, so you're in favor of this. So would you, if you had the opportunity, would you have played if the NFL asked you to play? I mean, when you were in your playing days?
I don't know where I'd fit in. I'm not a receiver.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it'd be nice, but there's going to be an awful lot of people not playing.
Yeah, well, so with this, you think the owners are going to let their star players participate in this?
They let them play contact sports before.
But here's the background. Our crack staff has come up with this story because some USA flag football players are feeling disrespected because the NFL players are going to be given automatic consideration for the 2028 Olympic team, and so a guy like this guy Daryl Hoosh Doucette. Have you? Are you aware of
I don't remember the name, but I know there were some players that were highly rated.
He's highly rated. Daryl Hoosh Doucette feels disrespected that the NFL players can automatically get a spot on the 2028 Olympic flag football team. And he said, quoting now, "I think it's disrespectful that they just automatically assume that they're able to just join the Olympic team because of the person they are. They didn't help grow the game to get to the Olympics. Give the guys who helped this game get to where it's at and get their respect."
Well, what has he done?
Well, he's a flag football player there. The flag football, he says, deserves their opportunity. That's all we want. We felt like we worked hard to get the sport to where it's at.
Is there a flag football league?
Yeah. And the NFL guys are going to, when they spoke about it, was like, we're getting kicked to the side, as Doucette thinks. He's a little upset about it. So,
well, they'll have to iron it out, and what are the parameters for making the team? Who in the football business is best best qualified?
Gotcha.
Of the existing pro football players and the non football players.
It's all a different game too.
And Doucette believes that the current flag football players are good enough to win the gold without the NFL's help. Now, one suggestion out there, and here's just a solution. Simple. A national flag football team versus the NFL flag football team at the Coliseum on July 4th in 2027. Televise it on ESPN, and let's see who goes to the Olympics. What do you think?
Well, there's going to have to be some sort of a shakedown as to who qualifies and what the qualifying process is. So that probably is a starter. Right there.
It'd be interesting, though, if there is like a world league where teams from other countries are competing against American players, and then they're going to go into a field, and the American players that did pave the way for this to happen will be sidelined, but all the other countries' players that have been playing all this time will continue to play, and they'll be facing a totally different American team. So it definitely, but it's like, I heard it's like a 50-yard field. It's a lot shorter, as wide. It's not like an NFL field.
Really?
It's only like a 60-yard field. It's more like an indoor football.
But it's scoring.
I'm not totally sure with the scoring. I think scoring's similar. I don't know if there's extra points.
Scoring has to be adjudicated there somehow.
Now, Terry Bradshaw's in the news. He has been racking Aaron Rodgers all over the place. He was saying this is a joke, talking about Terry Bradshaw, talking about the buzz back in Little Rock for Aaron Rodgers to wear number 12 and join the Steelers. And he was blunt, Bradshaw was, because he said, that's a joke. He says, this is just that is just to me a joke. What are you going to do? Bring him in, meaning Aaron Rodgers, for 1 year? Are you kidding me? That guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there. So he doesn't think the Steelers should give, I guess, Aaron Rodgers a chance. He thinks they should keep Kenny Pickett. He said, Kenny Pickett, he says, I liked him at Pittsburgh. I know him. I know what he's like. And when they got him to Pittsburgh, here's what they didn't do. They didn't protect him. They didn't get him an offensive line. They wanted to run the football, but they didn't have an offense line that could protect, and they didn't have weapons. He had no wide receivers to speak of. And when they throw a kid in there for 2 years and you've got an offense that doesn't fit and doesn't work and they can't run because their offensive line's not even good enough for a run-blocking team, therefore they say Pickett was a failure. He wasn't a failure. The Steelers were a failure. This is his old team he's talking about that beat you guys and the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Well, they sure did.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
They pulled the plug pretty quick on Pickett. He had some great games against the Ravens, so I wasn't sad to see him go. It's more interesting is the quarterback competition he's in now in Cleveland with Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco. That's going to be the fun one to watch in training camp.
Well, here's what's going to be interesting to watch.
What's that?
Is that the AFC Central?
North.
North. It's the North.
Yeah.
So those five teams, I think there's five, those five teams have to have coaching, have to have an offensive strategy to develop quarterbacks. Terry doesn't think, he doesn't think that you can successfully have a competitive team if you don't have the coaching and the quarterback
and the tools
preparation
to
give these guys like. What was his name? Pickett.
Kenny Pickett. Yeah,
Kenny Pickett. Yeah. He's qualified. They drafted him. He's been in the system for a year or two, something like that.
Well, he's with Cleveland now.
But he was with Pittsburgh there for a while. Yeah. So yeah. Now he's with Cleveland. So this is going to be interesting to see what occurs.
Well, yeah, Pickett finished it up with Philadelphia last year, winning a Super Bowl as a backup.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, so we still got a problem with quarterbacking in Pittsburgh? I mean, come on, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They brought in DK Metcalf. So Aaron Rodgers, maybe he and Metcalf can create a connection if they do bring him in.
What do you think, Fred? Aaron Rodgers in?
In what?
For Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, he's going to go there.
That's exactly.
He's going to go there, and
it'll be exciting.
I don't know if
have his girlfriend.
I don't know him or know of him. He's supposed to be kind of a dud, so it's a bogey.
Take a break and talk more about duds when we return. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, our producer here with us, Fred Dreyer. And hello to all our great listeners out there. A lot of people on Facebook Live. Lori is out there. Hello to her. Jenny in Santa Maria, missing us because we were off for a couple of weeks. Rachel, also get well. She's got a migraine today, but she's missing us as well. Martine, happy we are back on the air. She's at Cape Canaveral. Elsa's in Italy. Listening, I don't know, one in the, maybe she should look up Vince Ferragamo. He's somewhere in Italy there. Am I right, J.D.?
Is he?
Yeah.
Currently?
Yeah, he is. He's in.
Oh,
Nikki,
man,
from Nebraska is tuned in. Clayton from Klamath Falls. Speaking of Clayton, Clayton Kershaw made a good performance start. 5 innings and did a great job, and they pulled him after 5, and Fred's a little upset about that one. Fred. Clayton Kershaw.
Well, look, guys.
We watched this game, and we heard about it all week long, Wednesday on. It was it. Tell us about that. I'm a little ticked off about it myself.
Well, look, today was the third game of a 3-game series with the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, the Cleveland Indian game is the game you watched. Okay. It was the third
and
game.
So what happens is they're doing a a pre-game interview with Dave Roberts, and what was said was, okay, Kershaw has come off of 2 starts, both interrupted by weather.
Yeah, rain delays. They took him out. He only pitched like an inning or 2 in each one of those.
That's right. Yeah. So now they're saying that today, they said before the game kicked off, they asked him, he says, well, what are you looking for from Kersh? He says, he's healthy. He needs to pitch. And we're gonna go with him. We're going to let him go out there and find his command.
Good point.
He's got to find command.
Yes.
If he finds and is in command of his pitches, then we're just gonna let him go.
Yes.
Let the dog out.
What is that? Whose dog is that?
Apparently, your phone's ringing there, Fred. We've got a call from Clayton Kershaw. It could be, or it could be it's Dave Roberts,
Dave Roberts
himself.
In the doghouse.
Take it easy on me.
I'll meet you outside.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So Kershaw, Dave Roberts says Kershaw's got to find his stuff.
We want him to find his stuff.
He had that surgery, and he's coming back. This is the third start after being off.
We want him to find his command of his pitches. And he says, if he can and go 5 innings and he's got command at 5 innings, we're just going to let him go.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
And he went at least 5 innings.
No, he didn't.
What happened?
He went 5 innings. They pulled him out of the game. And they started the clock running on a very poorly performing bullpen.
Yeah, well, they're tired. You know, the Dodgers.
I don't care. I'm just telling you what was
okay,
talked
all right,
about.
You go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
Well, no, you can't get to interrupt, okay. But let me just state the premise.
Okay.
So he said, if he can find his command, then we're going to let him go. So the game starts. He finds his command, and he's at the end of 5 innings, he's winning 1-0. He's only allowed 1 run.
So it's like, yeah, I forget what the
so
score was.
So it's 2-1.
2-1, yeah.
2-1. And suddenly, the next inning, for the sixth inning, Dave's in the is in the locker down in the dugout, and he's congratulating him and hugging him and says, you did a great job. And he said, well, I guess he's coming out.
I thought he was going to let him stay in longer.
So the guy says, so I yelled in my living room.
So you're trying to talk to Dave through your TV
yes,
set in your living room,
and
which we all do from time to time.
And I didn't quite fulfill my intention. But the point was, at the end of five innings, he had met everything. He was ready to go. And he only had pitched 77 pitches.
And see, we're counting pitches now. So 77.
He had 77 pitches.
Yeah.
So suddenly now we've got these Dodger dummies who come out here and can't hit water if they fell out of a boat.
You're talking about the bullpen?
The bullpen.
Yeah.
And they took... It was 3-1, and then suddenly they started giving way, and they started getting hit, and they wound up losing the game.
Lost the game.
And the bullpen was directly responsible for it, and it would not have happened had Dave said, Kirsch, just get out there and go as far as you can. And if you walk guys or it becomes apparent that you can't, you run out of gas, then we'll go to our bullpen and handpick some guys to help win the game.
I'm hearing you here. It's like it seems like the modern day metrics. It takes the pitcher out whether he's in or out. However, I got two things to say. Number one, you saw Dave and Kirsch talking, so maybe Kershaw said, I think I'm really spent all my time. I think, better pull me and put somebody else in. That's number one. That could have happened. Or number two, Dave could have said, I said maybe it should go more. What do you feel like? Can you do one more? And this happens to every team. They take these pitchers out. Starters only go five innings to get a win. And in the old days, you talk to any old baseball pitcher from the 50s, 60s, 70s, even the 80s, they'll tell you that they wanted to go longer. They thought they were a failure if they didn't throw a complete game or at least go eight innings. And I'm thinking that's gone from the game now. And so you got this thing, the Dodgers, their bullpen has thrown more innings than their starting pitching has thrown.
They pulled him as if he was failing. At the end of five innings, he had command and he was ready to go. He had four shutout innings. He gave up a run in the first inning, and he was okay. But he had his command. He's ready to go. He was dealing, and suddenly he's in the dugout talking to Dave, and Dave gives him the old pat on the back. And the next time we've got this, a procession of incompetent relief pitchers who were just coughing up runs, and they gave away. They got five runs in the eighth inning.
Unbelievable.
Just be happy you're not an Orioles fan.
I was just going to say, you're a big Orioles fan. They were in the hunt last year, and now they're like in last place.
We won over 100 games 2 years ago. We were right there last year.
What happened?
Swept in both years' playoffs. And this, I mean, granted, we're out like our three top starters, our starting pitching, and our three of our everyday starters. So, but still, it's been some ugly losses where our bullpen will blow a good game by a starter, or a starter will get blown up, and then the bullpen will show up. But it's just so inconsistent. It's so frustrating.
So Sue, this story is out right. No, Sue, because apparently there's a fan with the Colorado Rockies. They have the worst record in baseball.
Oh,
and so he has filed a lawsuit. The guy's named Tommy Ruckel claims to have sustained serious injuries while attending a game at the Rockies' home ballpark. And he said that he was struck in the face by a foul ball. He was inside a Coors Field luxury box at the time. And he said his face suffered catastrophic and permanent injuries.
Wow.
And he claimed a stadium design flaw contributed him being unable to see the foul ball. He highlighted architectural elements, which he claimed played a role in his thing. But here's the real point. He also said those weren't his only grievances. He said the lawsuit also took issue with the Rockies' long-standing poor performance on the field, and it's contributed to a game day environment in which spectators, particularly those in luxury suites, are less engaged with the action on the field.
Right.
Yeah.
Fred, there you go.
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed.
Exactly.
That's it. That's what you got to do.
Oh, man.
You know, if I Austin Barnes got let go by the Dodgers recently. If I was another team in the Dodgers division, I'd pick the guy up. He knows everything about their pitching staff. Knows everything about the team. He's been there forever.
You sure you want to know about their pitching staff?
You do, Fred.
I don't want to know anything about it. I've seen what I've seen.
The Angels picked up a Chris Taylor, and they got him out in outfield. They're outfield. They got,
and he's swinging at pitches that are 5 feet outside the zone.
Chris Taylor from the Dodgers?
Yeah. They let him go.
Oh, that's Joe Flacco. He's like Joe Flacco's lookalike.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, so he's on the Angels, but, you know, you take a guy, get him to another team, maybe something will happen. Chris Taylor might know that he's playing every day and start really figuring out what's going on there. You made a point off the air, Fred, that if a player that's had a long time in baseball doesn't know what their problems are, there's a problem there, right? Like, is there some place Chris could go to get some checkups there on his swing or anything, a new coach?
It's a finite career. I mean, it's clear if you can hit or you can't. It's clear if you can catch, run, jump. It's clear. I mean, it's not an argument.
Well, the Dodgers do well on getting people's junk pitchers. I mean, they've been taking pitchers and recycling them already. They got signed one guy. He was there for 3 weeks. They dumped him, brought somebody else in to help that bolstering that bullpen you're talking about.
Yeah, that Cracker Jack.
Your buddy Michael Kopech might be coming off injured list soon.
Yeah, he's good.
You think they'll wear his out?
Michael Kopech. That's a kid I played Little League baseball with.
Did you?
Is there a big leaguer named that too? It's not the same one, that's
Michael,
for sure.
Michael Kopech.
Yeah.
He does my sister's lawn now.
And how about that Michael Conforto? The Dodgers signed Conforto.
He's a landscaper now.
He is. Well, he's probably making more money.
He does my sister's lawn.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we offer a free landscaping or something here on the show?
Yeah. Well, if you want to send him out here to L.A.
That's it.
He's in Maryland.
Okay, Michael Conforto. What do you think here? This guy played for the Pirates. I mean, the Padres, played for the Giants. You know, the only thing I think he's good for right now with his $17 million, he's in a bad slump, is to give secrets away from the other teams when the Dodgers play him.
Or go to the bus station and make small loans.
What bus station?
Maybe we should get a landscaping crew going. That's kind of good. Stay in the game, go into ballparks and do some stuff.
What do you mean? What do I mean? He's not very good. I mean,
he's batting 162.
He's starting to find the ball every once in a while.
Yeah, he hit a home run the other day. Yeah, so that's right. Good.
Yeah, good for him.
OPS, I guess, a better one. It's .563, 154 at-bats. He's gone 1-for-17 in the last few games for the Dodgers. We'll see if he turns that around. I'm hoping he does.
But, you know, a lot of these guys find themselves victims of psychosis and psychology. What happened to Cody Bellinger with the Dodgers?
That's true. He went into a whole funk for a couple of seasons.
He was crazy.
He was gone. Goes to the Cubs, fresh start. Now he was like starting kind of weak on the Yankees. That's got to be a big deal. Now he's starting to hit on the Yankees. People starting to like him. And, you know, if you don't perform in New York, they'll boo you out of town.
Well, that was his dad. His dad was a Yankee.
Yeah, that's a good baseball family. What about in football? When did you hit slumps in football where you just couldn't make that tackle or make that catch?
I'd line up on the other side of the field.
Is that what you did? When you get into that kind of a funk, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, they'd yell, have a bullhorn just for me. Hey, you want to get over there?
Dryer, other side.
There's 11 men on a football team. We have 12 here on the...
And Muncy is starting to hit some home runs on the Dodgers, but he's had now some defensive problems. I've seen Muncy make great plays, and then I've seen him.
He's fine.
He's going to be all right.
He's fine. He's a little overweight. You have to admit that.
I would go to these guys and say, look, have fun. Just go out there. What'd you start baseball for?
Oh, they've said that. They said that training camp.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not it. It takes a while. It takes a while to lock in, as they say.
There can't be the same pressure. They got the title, so the monkey's off their back. They should be playing loose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Take them one at a time.
Have fun, right, Mike?
Yeah, have fun. We're going to find out a little more here with us. Going to get into your mailbag. You're starting to get some great emails here, so we'll get to those and a little bit more on the one and only Fred Dreyer Show coming to you right here on the CRN Competition Radio Network.
Thank you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And hey, welcome back. Final segment here of the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Michael Horn, J.D. Jeremy Dayton in for Corey Marino today. Both of our producers been on the show today. And, of course, Fred Dreyer. Fred, so we got Val says hi to you. She's been missing us here. Watching us on Facebook Live.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And Jenny Chase emailed us. She wants us to... She said, remember in 1978, the Buccaneers quarterback Doug Williams suffered a broken jaw at the hands of Rams defensive end Fred Dreyer in a Week 10 contest. Williams returned to face the Saints in Week 16, the season finale, wearing his modified face mask.
Yeah, it's a stupid-looking face mask. I don't think it... you look at it. I mean, come on.
That's it.
Put your head in that.
You match that up with the concussion helmet now.
Yeah.
look like a bobblehead.
We'll post this on our website at CRN or thefreddreyershow.com. Thefreddreyershow.com.
Yeah.
Put it up there on your site. All right, we got another note here from Jeremy Tanner in North Carolina. He says, glad you're still doing your show. Always wishing you and Mike good health. He says, you played the final year with the Rams in 1981, and I believe Dan Pastorini was also on the Rams that year. Can you give your opinion on him as a person and teammate that year and whether he is someone you've stayed in touch with via charity endeavors or just knowing each other as football players and teammates?
Well, I saw him a couple years ago when we got involved in, remember I told you we were going back to Minnesota to protest.
Concussions.
No, not so much the concussions, but the
AstroTurf?
The rights to our image. The rights to our
image and likeness,
Yeah, and that's when the judge said, you know something? In his chambers, he said this. I told you this. He said, let me just tell you something. You're not winning this. I said, well, you've got it all stacked for us, don't you? He says, well, be careful now. You know, and I said, no, I'm not going to be careful. I'm just a citizen here at the mercy of bad thinking.
We got to talk about that one maybe in an upcoming show.
Judge Magnuson.
He even knows the name. That's a good Judge Magnuson. Johnny Magnuson, one of the greats, the host who loves you the
most. Shortstop for
that's
the...
Good. All right, that's our show. Dusty Baker, by the way, played, coached, or managed in almost 3% of all games in Major League Baseball history. That's amazing. All right, that's our show. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
You know, I've got a thought in there. It's coming up front. I want to thank everyone for, tolerating your... That's it.